What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. I forgot to check the sound. So we are just going to, we're going to hope that shit is legit. Okay. We're going to keep going because I already fucking hit record. Okay. So what's up? I'm super excited. I need you guys, housekeeping. I need you guys to find me on YouTube. Okay. I will try to get smart enough to find the link from YouTube and post it here in the podcast comments so that you guys can find that. But I actually posted my first video. It went live this morning. And I can't promise that I will post every single video because honestly, I'm not the boss of my life. Okay. There's a 5-year-old little girl in the next room that pretty much runs the show. And no matter how much I try to bribe her, like literally, bitch, I'm in here recording the podcast because I just spent 30 minutes trying to get her to take a nap with me. And it didn't work out. So I was like, fuck it, let's go do a podcast. And that's how we're recording. But no, I mean, life happens and I put that first and I give myself the grace. So if there's a day that, you know, I'm squirrely, the recording is terrible, I'm not going to post the video, obviously. But I just am proud of myself. I've been avoiding YouTube for, I don't know, probably 6 years. My husband's been telling me to get over there. And so I'm finally breaking through the barrier. I'm there, but I need your help. I need your support. I need you to get over there and follow me so we can build up the views, get some traction, and hopefully I can appeal to a different, you know, new eyes and ears over there. New eyes, new ears. All right, I'm fixing some technical shit here. So we're going to move this window because I did just see it was just my big face on the screen. Podcast topics. I know yesterday was easy for me because someone popped out a question. I need you guys to do that more often. So see, I'm doing that weird thing. I was just doing it, scratching my fucking eyeball. I'm going to post the video. Okay. Just so you guys could see, it's the dumb shit I do. And now I just lost my train of thought. You guys, I'm not going to hit stop and start over because this is honestly the second or third time today. I guess I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling motivated and excited to give life advice today. And I'm not sure why. I am sure why. I just didn't want to confess it, I guess. So fuck it. We're going to unpack Brandon Lynette today. So I kind of told you guys that we are going through a little bit of a shift, that, you know, things in our family were changing, schedules, just everything is flipped upside down right now. I am not sleeping very well. I'm a little preoccupied, super stressed. There's a lot of things outside of my control that I'm mindfully releasing, but I still feel the presence of, you know, the old Brandon who used to worry. I feel that. I still feel a little bit of weight from that. So I'm trying to grow through this process and just kind of give myself the grace to navigate being the person I am today, going through, you know, an upside down change. It's nerve-wracking. And, you know, what's happening now is, you know, my husband's happiness is the priority right now. And that matters to me. Last night was his first night where he wants to be. And I mean, it was great to see that he had such a great day. Like, I love this for him. I'm happy for him. You know, that means less of a bear for us, of course. I love that he's protecting himself. He's standing up for what he needs. He's setting his boundaries. And he's excited. I love that. I've always wanted to see that side of him when he's leaving for work. Okay. That's what going to work should be like. So anyway, I'm just stuck here in my head, my headspace, and trying to navigate what things look like for me now. You know, things are a lot different. I'm not going to see him as much. He's definitely not going to be, it's just very different. Okay. It's very different. And then me trying to have the work schedule, but still be available to the family. It's just weird. It's weird. So I don't know if I, you know, am telling myself I'm just waiting for something big to happen in my life. Because we know that's bullshit. You guys, we create what comes next. So it's about calling myself out, holding myself accountable, doing shit like, am I doing everything I can? You know, I want to get my message out. That's it. And I want to get it out to people that want to hear it and do something about it. Right. So there's that one person that needs to hear the podcast. Am I doing everything to reach that one person? Today I can say I am. Okay. I am. I went on YouTube. That was like my next thing. And it's, you know, it is, it sucks starting at ground zero. And that's where I'm at there. So all of this work up there, I've taught you guys, like, it's not about likes, it's not about views, it's not about any of that. What it is about is that one person getting that impact. So it's just me pushing myself to live to my fullest potential, even through change and new dynamics, new energy. So I just am feeling kind of like just not bad, but not great either, you know? Not sleeping. I haven't had the best, you know, I haven't been eating for a couple of days outside of popcorn and some protein pancakes. Okay. I just, you know, I haven't been putting that self-care as the priority. It's just a day. It's an a day. And how do you get through that? You do the next right thing. So that was literally me on the couch. The baby didn't want to take a nap. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to get this done. I'm going to get it done. We show up even when we don't feel like it. And I know once I get through the podcast, once I, you know, find my groove and I speak the truth and I do the things, I walk away and I feel great. And I'm sure you guys could hear my dogs in the background freaking out because that's what happens when I finally find my head and I navigate in the space, they go wild. So I'll be right back. Okay, dogs are good. We're back. We're recording. Going through these changes, I think if I really have to ask myself, like, what is the biggest issue? What is the biggest issue that you feel like you're struggling with where I'm not, you know, allowing myself to process this in a healthy way? It's that I lost freedom. I lost a lot of freedom, actually. And so that's it's that you take this wild, crazy, adventurous, you know, non-planning person, and you take away freedom. And I guess I just feel like trapped, you know, trapped is the word that I would describe my feelings today. And it's, is that the truth of the matter? Absolutely not. Okay. That's the initial, definitely the initial feeling. And it's just something that I will have to process. So, you guys, I don't sugarcoat shit. I don't hide shit from you. I don't pretend my shit's together when it's not, okay? Life is messy and we're not 100% all the time. And some days are blah. And some days you're living your life and some days you're feeling like the walls are caving in and you don't have an outlet. And that's my thing. I just don't feel like I have an appropriate outlet at the moment. So I'm gonna build on that. How do I create that? We'll process that. We're gonna process that on the Brandon Lynette show. Anyway, enough about me, bitch. Okay, let's talk about you. Let's talk about what you're struggling with. I love that I got a message yesterday because it definitely made it easy for me. Less thinking if I don't have to choose a topic. I love my husband sometimes. It's like he just gets me and he sends a text at the right moment that is the best thing that I need to hear. So thanks, baby. It is 4:20 in the afternoon and it's very bizarre because usually he's home at this time. So adjustment, you guys. It's so fucking weird. It's so weird. But let's talk about emotionally healthy habits, okay? We are surrounded by all walks of life, different people, different dynamics, different energies. What is it that separates us from these people that are emotionally healthy? And I'm saying us because apparently I'm spiraling this week, okay? We're off the fucking rails. So we've seen that. We see emotionally healthy people, and I do recognize that. And I find these people, and these are the people that I keep in my feed. Okay. They're the people that I want to see. They're the people I watch. And it's not a matter of like, they make me compare myself to something. It is, I like watching them because it gives me hope and ideas and it gives me things to aspire to be and do. And this is how you should choose the people that you are interacting with, especially on social media. Okay. I find emotionally healthy people, not the fake ass content. Okay. Not the people that are photoshopping their shit and saying that life is perfect and everything's great. I'm talking about the real people that talk about the struggle and what it took to get to that emotional maturity. Okay. So you, these are the people you want to follow. Their relationships are going great. Their work is done on time. Their normal emotional state is happiness. They don't struggle financially. They have healthy body weight. They're not more talented or more intelligent than us. So how is it that they're managing life more easily, more effectively than most of us? What are they doing that we are not? Okay. Something I can't, I'm happy to say this is something I have learned to master, and that is creating healthy boundaries. Any relationship, friends, family, coworkers, whatever, you have to set a healthy boundary if you want to have successful relationships. Okay. When boundaries are undefined, when they're unhealthy, that relationship, no matter what it is going to impact your life. And I know I'm talking to you right now because you're thinking about that one person that you feel like is dragging you down. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. You've got to consider where you're vulnerable in this area and create those boundaries to protect yourself. Because I am cynical, because I was, you know, this person who was very toxic in my independence, hyper independent. Okay. Creating boundaries is easy for me. I will cut a motherfucker out of my life so fast, so fast. And I'm not saying that's the healthy way to go, but I am proud of my boundaries. When something doesn't, you know, when something is not bringing light to my life, I cut it. I cut it because I barely am keeping the lights on myself. Okay. I'm barely keeping the lights on. I don't need some motherfucker out here blowing out every candlestick I have going. Okay. You've got to create healthy boundaries. And this is something I really struggle with, but it's something that the people I follow, the people that, you know, are my mentors and inspire me, it's something that they do, and that's delay the gratification. Okay. So we go for what makes us feel good in the immediate, right? We act impulsively. So this can be like if, you know, you want to take online classes, maybe you want to lose 20 pounds, maybe you want to get all your work done before 5, you have to delay that gratification. Maybe you make deals with yourself like, man, if I do this workout today, I'm going to order that new skirt on Amazon. You know, if I do whatever X amount of times, I'm going to do this. I see a cupcake. It'd be more gratifying now than the long run, but foregoing cupcakes are going to help you reach your goal of losing weight, right? So continuously acting on impulse and not being able to delay gratification, most of these people lack the ability to follow through, especially when it comes to like your long-term decisions, okay? If you make life easy on yourself in the short term, you pay the price eventually. And this is just coming into my awareness, something that I very much want to work on because I'm that person where I celebrate energetically before the work is even done. And then I just don't do the work. That's confession. And this is the part of the podcast where we tell my daughter, I'm recording a podcast. I will call you back. One sec. I'm recording a podcast. One sec. You guys probably couldn't even hear that ring and I'm explaining it to you. So it's whatever. This is something I have mastered so I can speak very confidently in this being something that you need to achieve. And that is being able to be by yourself. Emotionally mature, emotionally healthy people can be alone. And I'm not talking about sitting on the couch with pizza and Netflix, okay? Because that, you're not alone. You're not alone, bitch. You've got pizza, you've got Netflix. You are not alone. I'm saying I can sit quietly by myself with nothing but my thoughts. That's my superpower. And if you get in the car with me when I'm driving to work, 9 times out of 10, there is no radio because I need some alone time. Alone time meaning no kids calling me mom, no TVs in the background, no kids fighting in the background, no dogs screaming in the background, no cats screaming in the background. Literally just silence. I need that time alone. But if you are someone who is just spinning out with anxiety, you've created so much discomfort, you cannot sit for a period of time in the quiet. You have to continuously distract yourself from reality. That's not healthy. Okay. I hate to burst your bubble. I know you cling to what's safe. I know you cling to what feels good, but no. Okay. We have to come back to reality. And I want you to be able to spend some time by yourself alone. And this, because we're on the topic, okay. People that are emotionally mature and healthy can adapt to change easily. And on the outside, I'm sure it looks like I'm dealing with the change great because I'm just going with the flow. But inside, it has definitely thrown me for a loop. It really has. Like I'm spiraling. I can roll with the punches on the outside, but I feel like my growth needs to level up because on the inside, like I'm not having a great time. That's it. And so this is where I'm struggling because emotionally healthy people, they roll with the punches and they maintain the positive attitude. They see the happy perspective. And yes, I can. This is like the moment, you guys, when my kids go to college, it gutted me. Okay. Especially my daughter's first year. I mean, I went through active fucking depression. I was not okay. I was not okay. I still have moments when they leave that I cry and I get really upset. And it's one of those things, like I'm really sad, but I'm happy at the same time. So I don't know if that's a thing. I don't know if, you know, I'm not cheating myself out of any emotions. So like right now I'm super fucking happy for my husband. I'm super, super happy. But for me, myself, I'm not celebrating Brandon Lynette right now. I'm not celebrating her. I'm not having, you know, she's not having a great time, okay? She lost like this whole level of freedom and control, and it's wild, y'all. It's wild. When I've been an active control freak my entire life, I like to know there's always something I can do. And now, you know, it's crazy. Like the cuffs are on, okay? And that's, you know, part of like what I can see people doing. People that I follow, people that I've gotten to know that, you know, I want to aspire to be, they deal with discomfort effectively. Their life isn't chaotic. It's only when the discomfort of not taking action becomes so great that they're finally able to do something. And usually that means it's too late. Okay. When you could take a deep breath and take effective action in the face of emotional discomfort, life is a snap. And I would say I'm not comfortable and I am taking action, but I'm asking myself, is it too late? Is it too late? You know? But what's the next best thing? You keep going one foot in front of the other. And it's one of those things I've had a lot of realizations today in just questioning myself and like trying to, you know, check my body and ask myself, like, how are you feeling? Cause I just, you know I'm not 100%, you know, I was sick back to back. That was bullshit. Okay. Just, you know, hadn't been working out routinely. There's just a lot of things. And so what can I control? Back in the gym today, got the workout done. And, you know, knowing I need to eat right today, I ate really well as soon as I got done with my workout. It's just about doing the next right thing. Okay. I'm not going into a dark hole. I'm not plummeting into, you know, self-preservation mode. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm not laying down in victim status. Like, I don't know what to do. I give up. I'm just going to keep doing the next right thing. The worrying about what I can control. Okay. And this is something I have mastered 1,000% is loving other people. Okay. Only emotionally healthy people can really love other people in a positive way. That's it. There's no, I need you, so I'm going to love my way to your attention, your affection. No, I love you because I love you genuinely. People in my life that I love, they know that. They know that. There's no strings attached. It's a very unconditional love. And I do that because at the end of the day, I absolutely love myself. We have gone through a lot. I say weeks, we're talking about all the voices in my head. We have gone through some shit. And I have vowed to love myself more than I would ever ask anybody to love me. And I can't love other people more than I love myself. And I really want to love other people a lot. So I work through that process. That's it. Emotionally healthy people take care of themselves physically, okay? And this is part of, the calling myself out on the bullshit of something I'm not doing. I wasn't eating appropriately. I wasn't, making healthy food choices. I haven't been working out consistently. When you are emotionally regulated, when you're healthy, when you're mature, you're going to make the good food choices. You're going to know that even though I don't feel like eating today, I still need that protein. Hold on, baby girl. And people that are emotionally healthy, mature, and responsible, these are reliable people, people you can count on to keep their word. And that's something that you guys have seen. I will fulfill my promises. I show up. I'm obligated. That's emotional health. Okay. Being proactive, which I think is definitely something I'm working through today. People that are healthy emotionally, that have set those boundaries, they act proactively. Are you able to look ahead and see the potential? Yes, you can. Are you going to take a nap with me later? Nope. Okay. I don't know if you guys could hear my kid. I'm not asking you if you're going to take a nap with me later. Okay. Don't get excited. Don't get excited. Just being proactive. Okay. We don't wait till the wheels are falling off to make changes in our life. And that's what a lot of the world is doing. People do not get control of their health until something scares the fuck out of them. And then they're like, okay, I need to make a change in my life. You don't have to wait for the big event to make the change. So when you are maturing, that's me. I'm maturing emotionally. Okay. When you're emotionally mature, you're going to act proactive. That means that you're not just trying to skillfully deal with challenges, okay? You're intelligently avoiding the bullshit when possible. We control our impulses. We deal with discomfort effectively. So if you had to choose, if you were going to choose a few of these things that you really want to work on, what would you choose? I have a Listen Bitch Facebook group. Why don't you join in there and let's get a discussion going? It's fucking crickets in there. I don't hear shit until I threaten to stop posting the Okay, I'm checking my sound because my speakers are going off the rails again. I just got a warning, so I hope my sound was good the rest of the time. What the fuck was I saying, you guys? Pick some of these things, get into that Facebook group. It is crickets in there until I talk about not posting the journal prompts and then I hear from you guys. But I want active conversation. So if you listen to this podcast, jump onto Facebook, join the Listen Bitch group, and I want to hear what things you're going to be working on to improve your emotional health. Okay. It is a process, you guys. I'm not coming from a point of perfection and giving you this level of, impossible expectations. It is literally, we are navigating life. Like, this is my first time in this experience. I'm navigating. I'm like a fucking little kid walking around with something new. It's a new everything. So, how am I handling it? I feel like I'm doing pretty fucking well. Pretty well. Can I ask why my college girls are calling me right in the middle of the podcast recording all day? I've tried to talk to these kids all day and they wait till I'm recording to call. So that's what happens. Anyway, all right, bitches, I'm gonna get off of here. I'm gonna call my college girls and check me out on YouTube. If I can find the link, I'll post it when I upload this podcast episode. But I think I'm pretty sure that just like every other episode I do, it just automatically uploads. But make sure you follow me there. Give me some support. Give me some love. Make sure you're following me on TikTok. I've been super consistent there. I'm very fucking proud of myself. Just showing up there with some awesome content. Okay. And that's it. BrandonLynette.com. If you guys want to check out my email list, subscribe to that. Once Upon a Time Bitches is the link for my books, onceuponatimebitches.com. And I think that's it for housekeeping. Bye.